Meghan Trainor.
I would fuck Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'd like to train her to
there's
live
like
in a cage.
New, there's a new pop
drink
singer
cum out of one of those hamster dispensers. That'd be pretty cool.
I fucking
cool. Don't even have sex with her. I just imprison her in a small
is
cage.
Is it your cum or is it other guys' cum?
Well, it would need to be multiple people's cum to fill one of those things.
But you would contribute to it.
Can like I get out of here? Drink the cum,
drink
bitch.
It all, Megan.
It
get back,
the cum.
Get back in your wheel.
It Megan. Sucks the dick.
Megan
gets the dick again. Ooh,
Meghan McCain. I guess I'll look at pictures of her again.
No, dude.
As long as they're gonna.
Megan.
Dude, her head is so fat.
Meghan McCain's.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a big dome.
Didn't Trump
anti-Semitism.
Is her that? Dad again for no reason?
Yeah, he's hopefully. Like, not a fan, never was a fan. Not cool. Never thought he was cool.
Yeah.
It rocks.
Which, it's funny because you can see through her dress just how disgusting her stomach is.
Amen.
Now, I'm not like the kind of guy that body shame women.
Sure.
I'm not.
No.
But she's disgusting.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Trainor.
Titty nudes.
How about Megan Pokemon Trainor? And she's okay. Like, I gotta get the fucking gym badge.
The what badge?
The gym badge. But I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who could use a gym badge is fucking Meghan McCain.
Get her.
I think she'd use a couple of gym badges.
Were you guys okay. Saying a couple episodes ago you'd fuck her?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck her.
What is this thing where you fuck people that you also respect?
I respect everyone I fuck.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Anyone that allows me entrance.
That's not true.
Into their glory.
I know a number of women that you fuck that you don't respect.
Yeah.
Who?
That black girl from that coffee shop that
yeah.
You went online. And
that's not true.
She got mad because she wouldn't let you call her the N-word during sex.
No, I wanted her to call me the N-word.
Yeah. So that you could use it later. That's how the N-word works.
Yeah. If you called it one time,
it's like, it's like a gift certificate to Chick-fil-A.
Thank you.
You can give it to somebody,
mm-hmm.
And then they can spend it how they choose.
It would be nice.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor is not attractive.
No, she's a big girl.
I would smash, no problem.
There's like a new pop star that's like a big, big girl.
Lizzo?
Lizzo. That's it, yeah.
Lizzo? Did Amy...
And everyone's like,
who's the fat Amy Winehouse? Adele? Did she die?
No,
Adele's still doing it.
She's got a child.
I always thought she was dead.
No.
Why do you think she was dead?
I don't know. Lizzo?
Yeah, Lizzo's a bit. She's a big lady.
Oh, and here she is dressed like Pokemon.
She dresses like Pokemon?
Yeah, well, it's like Sailor Moon.
Oh, cool. That's a cool thing.
There's a rapper called Cupcake.
Who's big too?
Who feels like the Wario to Lizzo's Mario.
Yeah. Why?
A guy or a girl?
No,
a girl. A big girl.
Another plus size.
Well, they're always big girl rappers.
Oh, look,
like
she's
Missy
stealing
Elliott.
Your bit, dude.
I know. How dare she?
She's stealing your bit by being fat and nude.
Hey, I anything for the community, man. I just want to voice our...
I was saying Lindy West's show should be called The Unfuckable Kimmy Schmidt.
Don't besmirch anyone in the community, please.
Yeah.
Okay? She's doing a big thing for the fat movement.
It would be nice to put all the fat people just in one cul-de-sac. Just line them up at the end of a street.
Just in of America?
Yeah, they just a giant cul-de-sac and all the fat people sit around the middle of it. In the
middle, that's most of
there's
America.
A piece of ham.
Most
and
of
two
America's
of them,
fat.
Two of them are called at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And they have to battle for the ham in the middle.
Didn't Lindy write an article that was like, fat people, like it's time to... sway the election or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So
we've brought that up numerous times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're voting. Listen, change the electoral college to per pound.
How about Shrilbert?
Now we're working
that's
on something.
Not fair.
How about Shrilbert?
Shrilbert.
Yeah.
The Lindy West Dilbert.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. She was like, there's supposed to be Cinnabons in the break room. I'm like, I don't know if there's supposed to be. There might have been one time. Well, it was my first day here, and that's part of the reason I accepted the job. I'm not being unreasonable here. Everyone should be fired until the Cinnabons come back.
AD Bryant is good as shit in that show, though.
Yeah.
She's so likable.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's too nice to play Lindy West.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like, despite the good writing and like the performances, like, what Lindy thinks of herself still comes through, and it doesn't really jive.
Exactly.
With,
that's the biggest issue.
That's the thing that's off.
The
about
jokes
it.
Are fun. I like the cast.
Yeah.
And then, but then once it starts being like preachy, it's kind of weird and doesn't feel like the same show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's so funny because it's like, this is a show about a fat woman. It's like, no, it's just a show about a fat person.
Right.
The first episode, she goes and gets an abortion and there's like zero pushback. No, like an opportunity to like discuss what women face having to go do something that's like, yeah, still a contentious issue that, yeah, like there's still legislation that prevents women from having access to it. There's no discussion of any of that.
No.
She's like, well, I guess I'll go get an abortion. And that's that. The problem on the show is that the morning after pill doesn't work on fatsos.
Right.
And it's like,
that is a problem if you don't know that.
They haven't fixed that since?
I think they tell you to take two of them.
Yeah, exactly,
now.
Because it's a fucking medicine. It's like, yeah, the pill isn't prejudice. You have more body that needs to like process that medication.
Well, the pharmacist,
yeah, but
people
should
don't
say
know something.
That. Yeah, that is kind of fucking weird, dude.
But is that a societal issue? They say on the show, like, oh, that guy's just bad at his job. So that's not like,
it's not a societal issue.
It's not a fucking societal issue. It's not indicative of any kind of prejudice that the pill doesn't work on fat people, uh-huh, or that you have to take two. I'm sorry, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
Is food prejudice because you have to eat more of it?
If you're bigger.
If you're fat, no, you do. You, yeah, can't stay fat unless you're eating too much.
Uh huh.
But
that's,
I mean,
the only way it works.
Imagine thinking you're definitely not pregnant, and no one's told. I mean, nobody I talk to knows about that shit. I was watching that show with a bunch of people, Elderson's girlfriend, and they were
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, you'd never heard of it. That is crazy. Like, to think you're not. Someone should tell fat people that shit.
What did they
say?
Women. Over 185?
I don't remember.
It wasn't that.
Listen, I've never.
There's probably like specifics to a lot of medication that you don't know about. It's not like the morning after pill is something you're taking constantly.
You know? But it's like a very specific.
If
like
you were
going
to go to like a doctor and get birth control, your doctor wouldn't prescribe you a type of birth control that's just not going to work on you. It's a fucking over the counter medication. I mean, mm-hmm, there's a lot of shit where it's like dependent on like the size of your body. And I'm sorry, if you're fat, like maybe you should be like reading the thing on the box for the medication that you're fucking taking.
No one assumes it's not going to work on you. That's
if you go to the pharmacy for the morning after pill and they give you one. It's, yeah, their fault.
Yeah, you ask for the morning.
You
after
ask
pill.
For something, and then they give you one of them.
You don't. Yeah, you can't just. It's not over. The, yeah,
it's not like you're like, oh.
So
like,
they're supposed to just like, well, oh, but you know, you're
right
too
medicine.
Fat for this medicine.
No, they should say, come step up on this industrial strength,
yeah,
scale.
Yeah. Beep, beep, beep. We're bringing a scale that can weigh you.
Yeah, it's tonally strange as a show,
for sure. I don't know. But the people are really fucking funny on it. Patty Harrison's funny on it. Joe Firestone's funny on it. I like the
I only watched the first
the
two.
The parents
two
are really well cast.
Yeah, the parents are mean to her.
The guy
I
who
like
the
that.
Guy who tried to molest Macaulay Culkin, that's not Joe Pesci from Home Alone.
I only watched the first episode of it.
I watched the first two, but Dasha
and the lady
the
who played
thing.
Pat is her mom from SNL.
Pat, is it American?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So that it was fun to see her back in the mix.
Uh-huh. Wow, Pat was a real forward-thinking...
Mm-hmm. Trans, yeah.
Yeah. Someone that's non...
Gender new... Or no, probably a
non-binary.
They-them.
Yeah.
What music festival was it?
Yeah, here's... but this... Like, aspirin doesn't work if you're fat. You have to take more aspirin.
I know, I do take more. I've learned that through trial and error, but... My headache just didn't go away. I didn't get pregnant. The stakes are much higher.
Yeah, but I mean, you should like the basics of how like medicine work is like the effective dose scales up depending on like your mass.
Yeah, but I think
dude,
for a
ask,
fact, it is the pharmacist's fault.
If
you
ask
see
most
big,
people, did you know that the morning would you
no
assume?
Sure, but
that.
It's like okay, yeah. I mean, like fine. Maybe most people don't know that,
and
but it's like you
should
have an You have to have some kind of responsibility for your health or whatever. I mean,
I
what, like, if you ask most people what the effective dose for you individually. Individually for aspirin,
if you go
they wouldn't
to
be able
a doctor,
to tell you a number.
Or if you go to a pharmacy, you have to assume that they have some sort of expertise where it's like, I'm not going to take this like responsibility because
their expertise
they know
is identifying
me.
The right pills
the
that come
pills
in from
should
the
do
prescription.
It in a fucking obese ass country. You're marketing yourself for something that's going to stop you from getting pregnant. I mean, look, I'm with you if it's just aspirin.
Did
it,
but, it's, but it's not like they don't tell people this.
They don't.
Nobody
tells people this. So
no.
One scene in a TV show is indicative of they're trying to keep it secret that these pills.
It's not. They just didn't think about it, but it's like it's something that they should think about.
Because what do you mean? I mean, the people, they know this, though. This information is out there. It's not like this is hidden.
It's really not, bro. Ask most people. They don't know that shit
works.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean it. That doesn't mean anything. Ask most people what the drug in plan B is. What is the drug? Do you know?
That doesn't matter.
Why does that not matter?
Because
but the
whole
effect
point
of
is you take it or and it works.
Okay, so what is the milligram dosage for a regular person?
It's Zyklon B. It's what they put in the gas chambers.
I don't fucking know. I don't need to know the dose. I need to know that if I take a pill that's going to stop me from getting pregnant, it's going to work. That's all you need to know. It's an emergency thing. It's not like some fucking minor shit. Mm-hmm. It's the difference between getting pregnant and not.
Personally, I don't even want to have this conversation because we're three mayo ass, cracker ass white men talking about women's health and reproductive mm-hmm. issues, and we should be listening. We shouldn't even be talking.
Thank God Eldis has a girlfriend now, but I fear for my man. He didn't know this back in the day when he was raw dogging fat bitches. I could be an uncle right now.
But there's also, know? I mean, it's like the amount of information, like. Just because there's ignorance about the morning after pill, people don't know what it is. They don't know the effective dose. They don't know the terms in which how it works. Like, it's to single out, like, well, most people don't know that it doesn't work on obese people. It's like, that doesn't indicate any kind of...
If there's something else, like, if you can't drink coffee with it or something. If there's some crazy thing...
Do you know
thing,
that?
No, but what I'm saying
Do you know that?
No, motherfucker. What I'm saying is, if there was something that affected a lot of people, you know, a big percentage of people, and it stopped it from working, then it should be just as out there as fat people. It's just like there's a lot of motherfuckers are fat, and you shouldn't have to, like, have to get a surprise abortion when you thought you were being relatively responsible.
When my ex-girlfriend got an abortion, we got the morning after pill.
Really?
And it doesn't work with Asians. And she was little. Doesn't work with Asians.
So that means there must be some kind of, like, prejudice against whatever happened.
No, it's not a prejudice. That, it just didn't work.
No, that's the whole point that the show is trying to make. That there's some kind of social boundary, and I don't think that, rather than it being an inconvenience that circumstantially has to do with the fact that she's fat.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something to it, like how it is the kind of thing where it's like, this is like pharmacists are probably like healthy, whatever. They think about things as like the ideal person, the same way that like a lot of VR technology or like a lot of shit that's supposed to be for like facial recognition only recognizes white faces and shit like that. There are societal like things that the people in charge of stuff don't think of other people, or you know what I mean? Like, I think that happens a lot. There's like, and this is one of those situations. It's not like, mm-hmm. no one's like, we're out to get fat people, but it is a thing of like, you should have been thinking about the actual application of this pill. And that most people in America are fat as shit. Like,
mm-hmm. Most people aren't fat as shit.
I mean, whatever. Like, a big ass, we're a fat ass country.
We're the fattest country.
And so a lot of women using this product.
You know what's another prejudice?
And you can sell more pills. You sell two of them. That's
another prejudice
business.
People don't talk about. The eggplant emoji is prejudice to men with small white penises.
That's so true.
I think of that all the time.
We need a parsnip emoji.
I look at it, it makes me want to cry.
I don't want to send that to my girl.
Are people mad about the retarded face emoji?
I like that one. With the eyes and the tongue going out.
The one
up.
That looks like Cartman in the Special Olympics episode.
Yeah. The tongue going to the side and the eyes going in different
directions. Is that
the
one you send when you're like you're coming?
Yeah, it's the busting emoji.
Yeah, it's 100% the busting emoji. And the drooling emoji is like, I'm getting my dick sucked. And then the other one's the busting emoji.
I was told once what my face looks like while I'm fucking, and it really upset me.
Just your normal face?
No,
Well, so what should you be telling people then? How do you go about telling fat people, oh, by the way, also part of being fat is the morning after pill doesn't work on you?
You put a fucking sticker on the pill that's like dosage for people over whatever.
Yeah, does that not say that?
No, I don't know, but it should be like fucking. There should be something like, I don't know, a fucking sticker or some shit.
Because like even like fat activists complain that reminding them that obesity is unhealthy is fat phobic.
Factivists.
I mean, that's dumb as shit. I'm just saying in this particular, you know, case, it's a legitimate thing that could affect a lot of people.
So it's like wrong to. Like have like public awareness campaigns to say like, hey, like cancer is on the rise in millennials because like obesity related cancers are on the rise in millennials because like for the most part, millennials are fatter than their parents were. Like there's fat people that get upset with that kind of messaging because it's like, we already know that stuff. But if you were to say, hey, another thing is if you're fat, the morning after pill won't work. It's like, I could easily see that being a thing like, well, what's the point of even telling a sad dad?
No, that's stupid. The point is so you don't get fucking pregnant.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, where the show's trying to establish that it's some sort of social ill or prejudice towards fat people, when in reality it's just a pharmacist that wasn't doing his job. But like at the same time, like they should like know to look for that. And they did present it as this is something that happens universally, and like I'm not sure that that's true. I think that I would assume that most pharmacists would be like, oh, you should,
if you're
over X amount,
you see a big girl.
She also
through.
Says in the show she's taken it 4 times.
Yeah.
She said that.
So has it worked prior to that?
Damn. No, she just didn't get pregnant.
She fucks, dude.
It's not that it worked. It's just that she did. She
does it never work? Mm-hmm. If you're a pharmacist,
sometimes if you get raw dog, you don't get pregnant every fucking time.
Sure, but so does the morning after pill never work on fat people?
I don't fucking know, dude.
So what if it works some of the time? I mean, is it like it's is not it then enough. Is it the onus on the pharmacist to say like, oh, this is gonna work, you shouldn't buy it, even though you bought it 3 times prior?
I don't. I'm saying they should tell you the amount of dosage you should.
I don't know. I was bringing up a point about how it's a show about fat people and not women or whatever, and then this became a point of contention. Is that
it? Yeah, I think they should tell people that if you're fat, it's not going to work because it's not a headache; it's a fucking baby.
But again, like who is they?
The fucking manufacturer of the pill and the pharmacist. In not fine print, I don't know. I don't understand. I mean. I don't understand what the big deal here is. It's just that's something that should be more. It shouldn't be like surprising to find out that if you're over 180 or whatever the fuck it is, like it should just be common knowledge because it's a fucking emergency thing. Mm-hmm. The same way with fucking Narcan or some shit. If they're like, hey, if you're fat and you're having a fucking, if an EpiPen
overdose.
Is like you need 2 fucking EpiPens because you're fat, they should fucking tell you that. It's the same kind of shit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
you just
anyway,
hate Lindy West.
They got this fucking. Beto O'Rourke running punk rock style campaign for president. What do you guys think about that? Huh?
We already talked about that.
He's okay.
I like Beto, dude. I'm back in.
Yeah,
because he's punk.
He's standing on fucking
on
tables and
where
shit.
People eat.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's punk.
It makes me horny.
Yeah, the FDA says the data still isn't available or conclusive enough to lead to a warning label or prescription changes. So it's not even, this isn't even conclusive information.
So she kind of made it up.
According
She's
to this.
She's lying.
Yeah. The FDA says the data available aren't conclusive enough to lead to warning label prescription changes.
I think sometimes the morning after pill just doesn't work.
Last May, the agency announced that it completed its review, but the data was too limited and conflicting to warrant changing the label in the U.S. There are currently no weight-related considerations on the Plan B or one-step label, according to the FDA.
So
because it didn't work for Lindy and because one pharmacist one time didn't let her know that like, hey, anecdotally, this might not work on fat people. That's like
so then she wrote
indicative
it
of a
show.
Problem. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know
so
that.
So she is a liar. And we got her, folks. So that's that. Canceled.
Whatever, man. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I agree that the show is weird when it's like.
It's just what I mean. It's like, more. It's like it's more of this thing that every like she in particular, but a lot of like fat activists operate on this assumption that the world is out to get them, or is that there's some kind of fat prejudice, which is like probably manifested from like years of bullying growing up. But it's like also you're like you do live in an adult world, and things aren't set up just to hurt your feelings. The fact that you take up 2 seats on a plane is not like the airlines trying to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it was you who showed me that Roxane Gay talking about the airport.
Yeah,
airplane.
She complains about having to walk around the airport, it's a fucking airport. I'm sorry that places have distances.
If you search her name on Twitter, was that it? If you search it, airport. Airport and like her name on Twitter, it's really funny. She's just complaining constantly.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's fat people in particular have like an issue with like misinterpreting inconvenience as prejudice.
A lot of people do. Though.
I mean, I think
a lot of like
they're like, where did my armrests go? I was supposed to have two armrests, and now there's only one. It's because the world hates fat people. And it's like, no, they just got rid of one of the armrests.
I mean, I think there's definitely, like, some people overdo it with, like, you can be fat. Like, I'm trying to lose weight not because I give a fuck about being fat, but because, like, my foot hurts and I have fucking sleep apnea.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to, like, I want to be as fat as I can be and be healthy.
Sure.
But it's, that like, I do think there is, like, a weird thing of, like, people say, like, just pretending like there aren't problems with being fat. That is, there is, that is weird to me. That it's like, yeah, it's like, probably society treats you worse legitimately because they just treat people that are like not,
yeah, because
hot.
You're unattractive. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, yes.
But like, other than that, it's like, I do think some of like the fat activism shit like goes too far in terms of pretending it's not, there aren't negative things that come with being overweight. I agree with that. But like, yeah, I don't know. I do think like the medicine shit, I mean, I think that thing is a little different, but I agree with your larger point that it is like a complaining, and it's also really trying to shoehorn an identity that doesn't really exist, honestly. But I don't know. I don't know about the, I do think they should have more armrests.
It's just like, you know, I don't know. Like specifically the airplane thing is too, like to go on an airplane and complain that like, oh, well, they made me buy two seats. It's like, well, you take up two seats and there's a Sikh family being escorted off the plane. So, like, what's the issue here?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Whatever. What are you looking at on your phone?
So my dog walker just called me and said that there's a problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
Let me call back.
No. Let's guess.
She said that Icy was refusing to walk.
No, she's probably just doing that shit she does.
Told her already, just to yank her. Hold yeah. on, I got to call her.
She's a pit bull. She loves being yanked.
Is your dog ever...
Daddy Yankee. What if it's Daddy Yankee and he's yanking off?
That's good.
Yeah, he's the king of beating off.
So my penis, put my dick, I'm winking my penis, I am fucking yeah. gay now.
I'm gay now.
Looking at porno, checking my dick up because I'm gay. Shit.
Now we have this stupid conversation about fat activism. I fucking hate it. The show was going, it was fun. It was funny up top. You have to have this dumb conversation about this non-issue.
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
There should just make a fat section on the plane that costs more money.
No one is having a fat activism conversation outside of the Plan B thing.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think you just hate Lindy West and like you hate.
I don't
like,
hate Lindy West. It's just like.
It's just something sticks in your craw big time here.
What do you mean?
Something like, I don't know. It's like, I agree that the Plan B shit is. I mean, I agree that the show is.
I don't hate Lindy West. I think like a lot of what Lindy West does is sort of selfish and like it's mostly self-centered and it is pitched as like, yeah,
right.
Again, like some kind of identity issue.
Right.
It's not
right.
an identity
I
issue.
I agree with that. I don't
it's
see
all
it
about
as
like
an
you
issue.
Specifically being inconvenienced and then extrapolating this out to, you know, being like a huge thing that the world is doing to people like you.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't really pay attention to the whole show overall. Like I watched, like I popped in and out. I think I watched episodes 1, 2, and maybe the last one. But it was weird when it was like, when it was just like a fun comedy, whatever sitcom. I was like, whatever. It's kind of fun, and I like the people here. But yeah, once it starts being like, this is an issue-based thing, it did feel weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like all I saw. I only watched the first episode, but like, yeah, I mean, like stuff like she wants to write that feature, and then she's like too scared to ask. And then when she finally does ask, she's a bitch about it.
Right.
She asks one time.
Right.
And then that weird
right.
gay character that's like, you're a bitch and
the
I
boss?
Love you. Yeah,
I
whatever.
Think that's Dan Savage. Supposed to be Dan
and,
Savage.
Then she has to shit all over that other guy.
Yeah, that was funny.
For no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, that was, she threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
wasn't nice.
Yeah. Larry fucking sucks and I'm great. And I know that because I've done nothing.
Right. And she quits her job after writing literally 2 articles, I think, later on.
Oh, yeah. I just watched 2 episodes.
And the thing about Lindy is Lindy used to be funny. I mean, if you go back and read her old shit from when she was at The Stranger, she was funny. Hmm. You know, Lindy gave up. She said it herself. She's like, it sucks because my whole life I've been known as a funny person. Now I have to choose between being funny or being fat. And it's like, says who?
No, you don't.
Who made you choose?
Yeah.
Nobody.
In fact, it's pretty easy to be
yeah
fat,
it's
funny.
It helps you to be
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Louis Anderson hilarious
yeah what you wanted was to be funny and fat but then also hot and it's
right,
like no
right
that's where you don't get
yes
look, you can be funny but then you got to accept being retarded and gay or fat and gay small dick
yep
Jewish small
yep.
dick
right.
racist
tiny I'm not racist
racist against black owned businesses
those are the 3 archetypes
yeah
oh god
sucking my penis, yanking my penis, checking off, and I am fucking gay now. Yeah. Which gay pornography.
Tiny small.
What happened with your dog, man?
It's the usual.
Girl picked her up.
On your back.
I can't.
Look. Yeah, why are you saying you gotten fat again? You're not fat.
No, I am. I'm 170 pounds now.
But yeah, that's because you're pythons, dude.
It's not.
You got heavy ass pythons.
I've got like a gut again.
Oh,
which
you're not eating well.
It's fine because I'm like daddy mode, you know, which is all right. But
dad bod. That's very in. Yeah.
I should at this. I should be closer to like 155.
I felt like this last week, like just I've. Just
I see why you're mad at the plane things now, dude. You're a couple meals away.
That's true, but I'm doing something.
And if someone nuts inside of you, you're fucked.
You're going to get fucking pregnant.
You're prego.
Maybe I am pregnant.
You're
that's what the weight gain is.
Like Junior.
Yeah. Why didn't the pharmacist just say that? Like, I just thought you were extremely pregnant.
I never actually saw that movie, Junior.
Junior?
You mean twin? No, Junior is twins.
Junior is where pregnant. Arnold is pregnant.
Oh, I've seen it multiple times.
I was molested.
I was molested and then I fought Rosa.
This episode kind of, we should have ended it after the Dilbert thing.
The Dilbert thing, really.
We should have just been like that. That was it for that was it for today.
Well, folks. If
you kind of get one gem and then a lot of.
Yeah.
And then, well, time for opinions.
No, we usually don't have opinions. Yeah. We're usually too stupid for opinions.
I don't know. I just think there should be a Sonic in every state. They should open Sonic franchise in every state. How could you say that?
Because
you're wrong.
Because my dick's big.
Mm-hmm.
I drove to Sonic
back
in the day as a youth from Baltimore.
Yep. But I read the Vulture coverage of it, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like, people in the middle of the country aren't reading Vulture, but it's like, he's describing the show, and he's like, I really wanted to bring gay sex to the forefront in a way where... It's not just sort of like mocked or laughed at anymore. And it's like, I mean, look, I'm just going to check out. I don't.
He wants
like,
to...
if this is the way, like, is that entertainment?
Gay sex?
Is that like the premise of the show is just
gay sex?
Wait, that's it? Not being gay.
Yeah.
Gay sex itself, bringing gay sex to the forefront.
Well, it's because he's disabled, so it's disabled gay sex?
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the trailer. I mean, I'm sure like Shrill, it'll be a show. That's the other problem with representation, too. And I don't just mean representation of, like, diverse groups. I mean, like, trying to create entertainment where it's just people who you could probably know saying things that are unremarkable.
Right.
It's like, am I being entertained?
Am I just
watching someone else's life?
When it's not supposed to be funny or interesting.
I'm just waiting.
First and foremost, it's something to see.
Right. I'm waiting to die while I watch a man simulate going outside. Like, that's all it is. I mean, it's like basically fucking Twitch streaming sold as entertainment.
Which is big entertainment.
Which it is. I mean, it's bizarre to me. I think it's like, you know, so much interaction is like mediated that it just like a show that where... nothing happens and not like in a Seinfeld way where it's still very strictly constructed
and there's humor happening.
Is just like, this is a great show. I mean, I guess maybe like Girls is the first example of that I can think of, but
I never saw Girls.
I don't know. I mean, it's good.
I watched Shrill and it's like,
you watched the first episode.
I watched the first episode and it's like, I can't say that it was bad, but it's like nothing like what did I watch? Didn't make me think about anything. I have no investment in these characters emotionally. It's nothing that really makes me want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny. It's like, I don't get it, you know?
I thought it was
I'm sure
fine.
This right. You thought, well, it was what? It was funny?
No, it was
it
like,
made you
okay.
laugh?
I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah.
There's no. I just thought it was like, Elders had it on. I was like, okay, this is better. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
I thought it would be about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
And I think the people in it are funny, but yeah, it was like.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like. Maybe like a children's show like Caillou or something where it's like
is that the baby with the big head?
It's the baby who has cancer, but it's like,
you know, cancer?
Does it actually have cancer?
I'm not sure.
I never
but I don't think anything happens. It's like today on Caillou goes to the grocery store with his mom.
Right.
And they just go there.
Well, I think I think
it's like to teach babies how to pay attention to something.
Right.
And like
that's
what the show feels like. It's like, look, good for me. I paid attention to something for fucking
no, the show's
yeah, but what show what show later. Is good, you know? Sopranos.
Fargo. It's a great show.
Season 3 I never watched.
I didn't watch it either.
Season 1 season 2 was really good.
That show The Terror was pretty good.
Beetleborgs.
In case anyone wants to accuse me of,
are we listing good shows?
Not liking the show because it's like something or whatever. Because Terror was written by a Chinese lady.
Wow.
Wow, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, you should have led with that.
And I liked my one of the best shows I've seen recently was a Chinese lady show.
Wow.
It was.
Why didn't you?
That's crazy, dude.
So take that.
Yeah.
Mm. What other shows are good? That's it, dude.